In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding this halacha of Amir al Gavoy Kemisras al Hajit. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch and Yerideya, Simon Reshnu and Ches Sif Yud Gimel, teaches us. Haim Achayfetz Plani Ani Noisel at Staka. Somebody says, I'm giving this object at Staka, Bekach, Bekach, for this much. I'm selling it at Staka for this much. For Shavu Yosen, really it's worth more. The halacha is any yachlachs, but you cannot retract. The call Amira Shesh by Ravoch Letztaka, anytime you make a statement, explains the Ramah, which is to the benefit of Tztaka, the halacha is Amrinim Bey, we say Amiras Lagvaya Kimsiras Lahajit. Aval continues the Shulchan Aruch, Imlai Hayeshava Yosebay Seshah, if it wasn't worth more at that time, Vachkach Hooker, and then it got more expensive, Yachalach Sabay, then he can retract. Continues the Ramah. Imchoshav b'libay litin ezadovel at staka. If somebody decided to give something to staka, chayiv l'kayim machshavtei. He has to fulfill what he intended to do. Vein tsaruch amira. And he doesn't need to say it. Ela dim omar hayukayfenes l'kayim. If he would have said it, he would be obligated once he thought he has to do it as well. Then the remark quotes an opinion that if he didn't verbalize it, in a klum, it's meaningless. However, the remark paskins that not only is there a din by stalker of Amir al Gavoy Kemisir al Hajit, but you don't, not only Amir is needed, but even just thinking makes you chayif. Because, as we said at the end of our previous year, it is the opinion of most Rishonim, and now we see that that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, that by tztaka as well, we say Amir al Gavoy Kemisir al Hajit, and therefore, as soon as you designated money for tztaka, it becomes tztaka money. And more so, if you designated the money for a specific ani, it becomes that ani's money. And the way many poskim suggest, that the moment you make this obligation, not only is there a chiv to fulfill your nether, but there's also now a financial obligation that you are obligated to fulfill. We also learn here in the Shulchan Aruch that this din of Amira L'Gavoya K'Mesira L'Hedjet by Tztaka is not only said when somebody's making a donation to Hegdish, but it also applies to the situation of a Mekech or Memkar. And therefore, if somebody agreed to sell something to Tztaka for less than what it's worth, he can't retract. Because as soon as he agreed to that, he's obligated. It's not like a business deal that needs a kinyan to prevent the ability to retract. But also, the halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it wasn't worth more at the time I made this obligation and only became more valuable later, so there it didn't represent that I made any donation, because at the time I made this obligation, it was worth what I was going to sell it for. So it's not considered I gave tztaka a donation, and then the regular halachas of kinyanim would apply. The Paiskim suggest, the Mishnah Berurah says this, in Simon Shin Vav Sif Katan Chav Zayin, that this halacha doesn't only apply to a tztaka, to aniyim, it also applies when you're making a donation to a shul, to a yeshiva. And therefore, the halacha is, we know that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make mekach u'memkar. But if somebody made a donation that identified an object or money, an object that he's giving to a shul already before Shabbos, there is no problem of bringing that object to the shul on Shabbos. Because you're not making the kinyan on Shabbos, because the kinyan was already made before Shabbos. Even though, say, the Paiskim, that we're learning, like the Ramah Paskins and all the other Paiskim, that stock is chal b'machshava, the machshava has to be a machshava where he accepted upon himself that I'm going to do this. But if somebody just started thinking, you know, it would be nice that I should give this stock, it would be a good thing to do. But he didn't, in his mind, make a final decision. Nobody will hold that that's considered something that he's obligated to do. Moreover, the Paiskim say that even if he had a machshava to give tzedakah, but that machshava came with a tanai, that isn't considered a machshava that you're obligated to bring, to fulfill. And the Shaila of Tshuva Beis Shloimeh in Yerudei Chel Beis Simon Peches brings a beautiful raya to this. He says, the Pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, Vayida Yaakov Neda Lemer, Im Yehalei Kimi Modi, Vishmarani B'derech Hazeh, V'chol Asher Titen Li, Asa Srena Loch. So he asks, why did Yaakov Avinu have to verbalize what he said? There was nobody there when he was making this commitment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're thinking. And if we're learning now that Nidrei Tzedakah Achal B'machshava, so why did Yaakov Avinu have to verbalize it? So he explains. Because as we just read from the Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu attached a tanai to this nether. And the halacha is that if you attach a tanai to a nether of Tzedakah, everybody agrees that it's not obligating. Yaakov Avinu wanted to completely obligate himself, and that's why he needed to verbalize. Moreover, if the Paiskim say that even if somebody wrote a check, but he didn't give the check to the place or person he wants to give it to, by writing the check, he's showing that he doesn't want it should be effective until the check is delivered, and he could still retract. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud, again, in trying to teach us the difference between tzedakah and all other areas of halacha, teaches us nada l'tzedakah basmachta. If somebody made a donation to tzedakah with an asmachta, kegoinim esedav aploini, if I'll do something etin kach l'kach v'asa chayv l'itein. That means, as the Mefarshim explained, even though we have a question throughout Shas, if a smachta is kanya or not kanya, if a smachta affects a kinyan, but as we're learning in today's shir, tzedakah is different, and by tzedakah, an asmachta is kanyan. However, if there are certain situations that it won't be effective, that means if somebody said, I'm donating this to tzedakah because I'm sure that something happened, and to show how sure I am, I'm going to give tzedakah. And then, actually what he said, he was sure happened, really didn't happen, he's not obligated to give tzedakah. When the Shulchan Aruch says that an asmachta is kanya by tzedakah, that means in a future asmachta, that he says if something will happen, but not if something happened. A very interesting shaila that I saw Rabbi Yoshev writes to his son-in-law, Reb Chai, so writes to his mechutin, the stipler. He says there were two Talmid Chacham who were learning, and they were disagreeing, and they got really into it, and they made a bet that the one who's wrong will have to give a certain amount of tzedakah. And obviously one is wrong. That says the stipler, that says Rabbi Yosef is considered Nidre Shkogis, and there is no obligation to give the tzedakah. On the other hand, if somebody accepted upon himself that he's going to give tzedakah, so that somebody should have a refuah shleima, and then unfortunately the person who he made, the person passed away, he still has to give the tzedakah. Unless he explicitly made a t'nai that he will not give the tzedakah, unless he specifically made a t'nai that he's only going to give the tzedakah if the person has a refuah shleima. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis, again in Hilchos Tzedakah, teaches us, if somebody said he's going to give to someone else a gift, so says the Shulchan Aruch, imhu ani, if the intended recipient is an ani, have a kenoid l'tzedakah, then it's not just like I obligated myself to give you a gift, it's obligation to a poor person who's an ani, v'asalachzabai. And the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch here is, as the Noisa Kalim explained, I wasn't giving this gift because he's an ani to this individual. I was giving this gift to this individual because he's a ani, and I want to, because he's my friend, and I want to give him a gift. Still, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, since at the end of the day, this person is an ani, and of course, that definition is, he's a person who, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is entitled to take tzedakah, and therefore some paiskim say that it may not necessarily be specifically a poor person, because a Talmid Chacham, even if he's not poor, according to some paiskim, is allowed to take from communal fund. And it's not only if I obligated myself to give him money, but even if I obligated myself to do something for him, I have to fulfill what I said. And therefore, for example, if somebody accepted upon himself that he's going to collect funds for a tzedakah or for a poor person or for a friend, or he said he's going to lend money to a person who is in need, this person happens to be an ani, he's obligated to fulfill what he said. Or, another example, if somebody hired a worker, and this worker, he agreed to pay him more than is normally paid, because this person is a poor person, once he made that agreement, he has to keep his word, because whenever we're dealing with tzedakah, as we're learning in our shiurim, the obligations are much more serious. However, the Paiskim do say that even though we're treating Nidrei Tzedakah much more seriously than all other situations, the halacha is still that Nidrei Hekdesh are very hard to be mevatel. Nidrei, these type of Nidorim that were only made by Machshava, the halacha is that you could be shoyl on these nadarim, you could be matan these nadarim, like all other nadarim. Based on this, there's a very important question that comes up in shuls. Many times we're davening in shul, and there are people that come to collect tzedakah. And I see that person came to collect tzedakah, and I immediately decide I'm going to give this much to this person. So I have to make sure that to do so, That means, let's say the person never ends up coming to ask me for the money. Once I decided to give him money, I have to fulfill my obligation. And I can't fulfill the obligation by giving it to a different person. Similarly, if you were throwing money, they're going around with a number of pushkas, and you intended to throw money into one pushka, and the money did not fall into that pushka, you have to be very careful to give it, to make sure that the pushka that you had in mind to give the tzedakah to should end up with the amount that you wanted to give it to, because Amira L'Gavayik M'Sirasa L'Hegdish. There's a beautiful vort from Rabbi Zeal Meislish. Amira L'Gavayik M'Sira L'Hegdit. When somebody is saying Amira L'Gavayik, when somebody is saying Divrei Torah, when somebody is saying Divrei Tefillah, how should they be expressed? To M'Sira L'Hegdit. They should be expressed with Mesiras Nefesh. When we do something for Dvar Mitzvah, it has to have a whole different approach and attitude.